no idea how hard it is. No idea how hard it is to sit here and work for these people. No idea. You know, anyhow, my life is run by... Anyhow, my life is not run... My life is not my own. All right? My life is... See, they found these toys. They found these little... Ooh, what's this button do? Whoop. Ooh, what's this button do? Whoop, whoop. Ooh, watch this. Whoop. This is what happens when you put adult children in charge of your broadcast. You're now experiencing it. Ivy and Sarah have lost their minds. And somewhere in the distance, I can hear Anthony chuckling. I'm just telling you, the world has been turned over to adult children. Oh, you're chuckling. See, and then he chimes in my ear, you see. Anyhow, I don't know what I want to talk about here. These people have me all messed up. Let's see here. Don't open that door. I'm going to just do this one for you. I read this book, Not Stolen, here recently. By the way, the cat wants in now. If you don't mind letting him in, go ahead. I read this book, Not Stolen. Thank you. Open the door. He wants in. The book, Not Stolen, talking about Native Americans and the land and the European expansion into the New World, right? For example, Manhattan. Oh, stolen land. No, Manhattan was purchased by the Dutch from the Indians, who, by the way, laughed because they had gotten rid of that swamp, that swampy, mosquito-infested island. They thought it had no value. You can't predict what was going to be turned into 100, 200, 300, 400 years later. The Indians thought they made a great deal when they sold that swampy, mosquito-infested island to the Dutch. They laughed all the way to the bank, if you will. And I bring this to your attention because this article that I was reading gives me a bit of a headache. From the Washington Post. A new Washington Post report suggests that the crime problem in major American cities is not a big deal. Why? Because America has been built on stolen land. This is the dumbest argument of all time. Do you realize? Come on. Every border in the world, almost without exception, these borders between countries, almost without exception, were drawn how? War. To the victors go the spoils. Every border in Europe, in Africa, in other places, dictated by war and conflict and politics, and the idea that somehow America is a stolen place. Well, then everything's stolen with that kind of logic, and there's no logic there. Then the whole damn world's stolen. Are they going to give me a house in Germany when I go? I mean, because my family traces back there. I mean, come on, really? Post-culture reporter Maura Judkiss authored a piece in the paper's style section a couple of days ago with the headline, "The Zombie CVS, A Late Capitalism Horror Story." In it, Judkiss noted how Columbia Heights, D.C., CVS had been looted and shoplifted over and over and over to the point there was nothing on the shelves. Everything else that remains in the store in the Northwest D.C. is not much. It's under plexiglass. Dawn dish soap, L'Oreal shampoo, Miralax, a handful of Clairol Root Touch, blah, blah, blah. Everything else, like Neutrogena face washes, under lock and key. Our shelves, stretching entire aisles, are completely empty. Gee, it's not a charity. It's a for-profit business trying to give consumers products that they want to buy. You see, here's the beauty of capitalism. The beauty of capitalism is it is an infinite number of one-on-one decisions between two parties that agree to make this decision. I'll give you a dollar, you give me an ice cream cone. Joe Biden would appreciate that. I'll give you a dollar, you give me some gasoline. It's infinite numbers of voluntary exchanges. That's why capitalism works. It's a voluntary exchange of I'll give you this, you give me that. I'll give you this, you give me that. Socialism is requirements. You must buy this and this is all you get. You must offer this and this is all you get. See, that's the difference, the fundamental difference is capitalism is voluntary. Socialism is not. But rather reflect on the crime that forced the stores and others to close. The reporter, this woman, Judkiss, delved into how these crimes are being seized upon by conservatives trying to stoke fear about crime waves. Yeah, we don't like crime. We like to feel safe when we go to the store. Became a horror story of late capitalism, she wrote. This empty CVS had somehow become a stand-in for all that is wrong with American cities. Yeah, that's right. American cities suck because there's no crime enforcement, no law enforcement, so you have crime that runs rampant. I mean, how many American cities would you actually go to now and go downtown to go to a ball game? First of all, the ball games are wildly too expensive. And secondly, do you feel safe going? Anyhow, the reporter continued, implying that there is ancestral guilt about stealing and colonization play in this moral panic. I don't care. I bought my house. I have a mortgage. I pay for it every month. I don't have some moral panic about the land being stolen. I'm good. America's a sticky-fingered nation built on stolen land, and its current moral panic is about shoplifting. It's not just a worry in Columbia Heights. All over the country, from sea to shining CVS, there are concerns. Yeah. You see, theft is a crime. Stealing is also a sin outlined in the Bible, if you care about that. And the idea that it's okay to steal because America's... Is it okay for me to steal? Or am I just a white supremacist? You see the stupidity here. It's okay for this person and this ethnic group or this gender to steal because they're marginalized or some damn thing. Their intersectionality allows it for them to steal, you see, because they've been marginalized, not treated right. They also should get a reparations check and then go steal from the CVS. This is how stupid all of this is, right? We need more police officers. We need cash bail. We need enforcement of the laws on the books, and we need to get back to normal. And normal means a civilized society where we follow the rules so that large groups of people can function together. That's the intersectionality that we need in America. Okay? End of story. I'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.